Today, we have finished, yesterday we finished Damodarashtakam. Now, every day, Kirtan will be Damodarashtakam. Now, Mathura Thakur's written Bhajan Rahasya, we will study this for the next few days. Bhajan Rahasya and this book are very, very significant books. Those who want to perform bhajan, they should read Bhajan Rahasya definitely. So, Tino Thakur has described. That is why we should understand this Bhajan Rahasya, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, Shikshastra, that Mahaprabhu's 8 shloks, what he has written, all those 8 shloks, he has defined them. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan, Atyam, what he has described. Atyam means the 8, 4 divisions, the days 3, evenings 3 and 1 morning, 1 evening. These are the 8 divisions. The Vaishnavas, Avarupanam Vaishnavas, all the 8 yams, whatever pastimes he is performing, Bhagwan, this, they remember this with their perfected soul and perform bhajan. It is also described there that in Ashtakali Leela, how we can remember all these pastimes. Nishant Leela, morning, early morning Leela, before the afternoon, Purvan Leela, then Madhyan Leela, Ayan Leela, then Pradosh Leela, then and Nishant. Then all these pastimes, 8 divisions of pastimes, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakurji has described in 8 divisions. Bhajan, first of all, Shraddha, Sadhu Sang, through Sadhu Sang, faith, through Sadhu Sang. After that, Bhajan Kriya will start, Anarth Nivritti will start. And what is Anarth? What is our relationship with Bhagawan? To forget this is anarth. That time you get attachment to words. Well, family members, friends, I am body. This is, this body is me. And all these family members are mine. This wealth, this money, this will give me happiness. But never, never wealth or riches can bring happiness. It's not possible. Never. Rather, only because of getting attached to it, you will get birth again. And then maybe as a snake, you will have to take birth. And like Kuber, you will sit down on that and just protect all this wealth. Like this, use the money properly and spend your life. Understand that one paisa also does not belong to you. It will not go with you. And your family members also will not go with you. That is why, like a donkey, don't work like a donkey. And spend your life thinking in this manner. And whatever you do, you should try to please Bhagawan only. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, like this, his name. Don't become attached to all these things. This attachment is the root of all anarthas. Taking the shelter of the Vaishnavas, after that one develops nishtha, faith. In the fourth stage, one gets ruchi, faith, then asakti, then bhav. And six, these, then asakti, vipralambamayi, frame. And in the eighth stage, sambhogrupi frame. This comes. This is Ashtakaliya Leela pastimes. Radha Krishna's eternal meeting, whatever these Ashtakaliya pastimes are, only this can give qualification to enter into these pastimes. That's why this book should be heard properly and understood properly. We will try to understand and read this book seriously. Speaking in Manali, same things. This is like a river, flow of a river. It is flowing. After 2-3 days, the stream, where does it go? It goes to the sea, this stream. Similarly, our bhajan is also like a stream. Slowly we will see. We are performing bhajan. We have Guru Nishtha or no? Is our anartha going away or no? Are we getting detachment towards our wife or husband or family members? Is it coming detachment or no? And also you should see that, are we developing taste towards chanting Harinam? Do we have asakti towards, without Harikatha, listening Harikatha, it's not possible. All the material attachments will be finished, and thereafter bhav will develop, manifest in one's heart, and thereafter vipralamba bhav, and then sambhav bhav. These are Ashtakaliya pastimes. You will experience all these, realize all these. If we are not in the stream of this river, then there is something wrong. Either maybe the Guru is not giving proper direction, or maybe we are wrong. If Gurudev is bona fide, we have ruchi, nishtha, everything, but our Guru is not so qualified, then must understand that some fault is in Guru. Then offer him respect, take his instruction, and go to other higher Shiksha Guru and take instruction from him. And if it is proper, everything there, and something wrong with us, then you should improve yourself. Slowly, sequentially, you will reach the stage of prem. You should try for this. It is possible to reach the stage of bhavavastha in this human form of life. It's not so easy. That's why you should hear all these things, and you should follow all this. Whatever you hear, this is the wealth of our life. Keep this in your pockets, in your hearts, and proceed. Translation.
Still, as Saraswati grows, we'll continue chanting every morning. But from now on, the morning time, we'll hear from Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda, Sri Bhadra Bhakti. Especially those who desire to perform bhajan, they should understand what is this bhajan bhakti. Master means confidential or frequency. So we should hear them carefully and try to understand what is bhajanahasya, the confidential truth of bhajan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, has written eight verses that is Sri Chaitanya. In this bhajanahasya, there is an explanation of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda of this Sri Chaitanya, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Krishna's pastimes are divided into eight divisions or eight yam, after yam. In the daytime, there are three. In the nighttime, there are also three. And in the sangha, in the joining of morning and in the morning time and the evening time, there are also two. So 3+3+2, 8 yamas. Especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, with their siddhadeya, their internally conceived spiritual body, they always remember these 8 periods of Krishna's pastimes and engage in service to them. They are how to do that is always present in Bhagavad-gita. The 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes are Vikrata-vila, Tata-kala, Purva-vila, Madhyam-vila, Sayam-vila, Pradhan-vila, Saita-vila, then again, Vishnu-vila. So just as there are 8 verses of as there are 8 divisions of Krishna's pastimes, there are also these 8 stages of attainment of devotional service, as we did here in Adol Shraddha the past of the Sunday. First, there is Shraddha, or faith. By that faith, one can shelter the modified guru and begin the process of devotion, which is called the Bhajana Kriya. By that Bhajana Kriya, one experiences anas and avriti, or sensation of disturbing elements. What is anasa? Anasa. Asa means which is valuable. Anasa, which has no value. Therefore, forgetting Krishna Shava, that is the real anasa. That manifests in considering in conception of I am mine. I am this body, and what belongs to this body, in terms of wife, wealth, children, house, this belongs to me, it's for my enjoyment. This is the root of all the anasas. By this you see, by accumulating money, I will be happy. But do not think like this. By attachment to wealth, one will simply take birth again and end up like a snake. The snake always protects his wealth. One will be like Kuber sitting on his money. Therefore, we should accumulate enough wealth which is sufficient to maintain the body. Because at the time of death, we will not take even one good thing with us, or to speak of family members. We should not be like donkeys, simply carrying a heavy load with no benefit to ourselves. Therefore, whatever we do in this world, we should do for the happiness and the service of our Lord. We should have no attachment. And this attachment is the root cause of all our anasas, or unwanted desires. Therefore, after them, another really comes, nishtha, fixed determination, ruchi, taste, ashati, attachment, bhagavati, and oh, when I'm not correct here, then vidaha, then therefore, by hearing very carefully this Bhagavad-gita, we will attain the qualification to enter into all of these things, especially after coming middle of Radha Krishna. Therefore, here, and not only here, we try to understand the Sankhya and try to enter. In a flowing river that is also called the Dada, the water, Dada. Therefore, what is water is there today now, after 2 or 3 days, will go anywhere. Even to Allah, Allah, Prayan, means it's always moving. Therefore, our budget should be like this. It should always be progressing.
Dynamic.
Therefore, we should try and understand where they're living. Our mountains are going, this job appears, but we still maintain attachments to women. Do we have taste in taking the name or in healing Harikata? If one has developed attachment to healing Harikata, then definitely all anasas or unwanted desires will be completely destroyed. Then after this, one will be really achieved Bhagavati. Therefore, despite all this, there may be some hope. Even though we may have Guru Nishtha performing a little devotion, we are not improving. Then it could be the fault in the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru. In that case, one should take the shelter of a high class Diksha Guru. And if Diksha Guru is okay, still we are not advancing, there must be the hole is enough, the fault is enough. Therefore, we should endeavor to increase our devotion and steadily, steadily progress towards the stage of Kamalakti. Therefore, studied Bhava Bhakti, it's all simple to achieve. And having achieved the stage of Bhava Bhakti, all these unwanted demands and desires will never return. Therefore, here, when you hear and try to call the mantra and carry it for that, will you always with your heart?
No, we will go to Akrur Ghat, we'll go. There we'll speak about thereafter. We'll go to the place of Brahma Patni, where the Sakhas were, and then Bhatrol, where Krishna went to beg for. Krishna's friends went to beg for something to eat, but all the friends are hungry in the forest. Then we will go to Anandham, there prasad, everything will be served there. Nothing will be cooked here. Everybody should go there. Everybody should go. Isha Prabhu. Isha Prabhu, it is finishing here.
So I'll call Vasanti Didi. Thank you for your help, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Don't go away. We'll catch up with Vasanti.